A Phoenix resident has been treated for smoke inhalation after a home caught fire when it was struck by lightning during Sunday evening storm. And it's incidents like this that highlight this important topic. Okay, so we've got Trevor Manas, a lightning expert from Blitz Detect, who can explain to us what it means when they say lightning warning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Darren. I hope you're well.
I'm very well. Listen, okay, for those of us for whom grade 7, 8, and 9 was decades ago, right? Just quickly, from a technical perspective, under what circumstances does lightning occur?
Well, normally, you get the buildup of lightning storms during the day. So typically, one would be able to sense that, you know, there is a buildup of a thunderstorm in your area, and that's what you really got to be aware of. We have a mantra, which is when thunder roars, go indoors. So by simply following that mantra, you would probably be safe.
So, Trevor, speaking of when lightning strikes, go indoors, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, when I heard the thunder rolling in, I realized the lightning was coming, and I was outside on my balcony filming a video for my social media, and I was like, do I go inside or not? Because I'm on a balcony and I'm further from the beach. But the question really is when you are outside, whether it's at your house, near a wooden frame, door frame, the beach, the golf course, what do you do? How do you avoid lightning? Do you go inside or do you hide under a tree? Like, what do you do?
Okay, so absolutely you want to go inside. Typically, we regard a safe shelter as a fully enclosed building, which has an electrical system. It's got a concrete floor. It's got a roof. And it's got all four walls. That is regarded as a safe shelter. If you're caught outside, the next best thing is to get into a fully enclosed motor vehicle, such as a car or a bus. So those two are what we regard as safe shelters. You definitely do not want to be outside, and you definitely do not want to stand near any tall trees or tall objects. You also want to avoid open fields. And most definitely, you want to avoid all water-related activities, such as swimming or fishing or those type of things.
On that note, can you shower? There's this myth that you can't shower when there's lightning. Can you shower?
No, you shouldn't be in the shower or the bath because, you know, the lightning currents can travel on the water pipes through the building.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Listen, Trevor, while we talk about myths, right, you know, my Coco... It was had a lot to say about lightning. So yesterday we had a big debate at home about what we can do, what we couldn't do. So things like, do you really have to stop watching TV? Do you really have to cover the TV, the mirror? You can't stand in the house. You can't, okay, you just told, you can't cook. Yesterday I had to go buy takeaways because my nan was like, no, we can't cook. Please, all those myths with lightning, please.
No, all of those you can safely proceed if you're in a fully enclosed building.
Okay,
so I can
cook. You can cook.
So I can
watch
TV.
You can watch TV. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I'm forgetting one, but also apparently if you're tall.
Darren and Sky.
No, guys, no, serious. You know, yesterday when I went to buy the takeaways, I had to crouch. I had to walk like this.
Because
I'm tall.
You're going to make sure you're not the tallest.
Yeah,
Trevor,
so the tall.
They're not even that tall, don't worry.
Also, Trevor, so isn't it a good idea to find where lightning struck last? Because then you go, it never, it's not going to strike there again. I'll just go there to where the lightning was.
No, that's an absolute myth.
Oh, snap. You know,
yes. I'm going to repeat the mantra, when thunder roars, go indoors.
Thunder roars, go indoors. Lightning expert Trevor Manas from Blitz Detect, thank you for joining us. And there you go, guys. Now we know.
It's East Coast Breakfast.